We are back. Leon, let's continue the conversation.
Okay. I think the focus, and I tried to do this focus at my son's bar mitzvah, who's now 29, was not on the churban of Europe, not on the destruction of Europe, but what the survivors accomplished with their lives. And that was my focus at the bar mitzvah 16 years ago. It was the 50th anniversary of the churban. And I think that has to be a little bit of the focus that we seem to, you know, we throw out numbers of 1,000, 20,000, 30,000. These aren't just numbers. These are individuals. These are people that got married. These are people that started yeshivas. These are people that got married, had families, developed yeshivas. After they built yeshivas, they built, if you look at the Mises HaChesed in New York, many of them were started by survivors, and many of those survivors were people that Wallenberg saved. So you also have to focus on what he said. And I would dare you to try to put together a number of people that are alive today because of Wallenberg. It would be a very difficult thing to do. But if you can track down those 10 or 20,000 Jews and then see how many people and what they've accomplished for Klal Yisrael, for the world, it would be incredible.
It's truly humbling to be able to be part of a process that will recognize Wallenberg for who he was. And I think it's important to emphasize that the young generation, those that were born in the 70s and in the 80s and in the 90s, who aren't as familiar, or in many cases don't even know who Raoul Wallenberg was, to educate themselves and to become familiar with this part of World War II history, because it has directly impacted us as a community. And that's why I established this commission, which as you know, Leon, is very, very much a part of the Jewish organizational community by attracting organizational partners. And in the coming weeks, we're going to be making some major announcements, and hopefully you'll be able to join us, because we need to focus, and some of the individuals who are doing it in the community, such as Ruth Lichtenstein with Project Witness, is doing a fantastic job of educating the yeshivas and educating individuals, and this is something which our community has not done. Ellie Kleiman is the chair of a very important project now that will result in a I'm sure you're familiar with the,
yeah,
Kleiman Holocaust Center, which as he says is not a museum, but it, in fact will be an educational experience. And obviously, will encompass a historical narrative that will focus on the spiritual heroism of our community during the Holocaust. So these are all projects which it's still not too late. That's the point that I'm trying to drive home. It's important now more than ever, because unfortunately the survivors are becoming older and fewer, and Hashem should all give them arichas yomim, that they should all be able to witness the coming of Mashiach. But still, we're losing them, and it's important to focus on that. So, how do you sense the Wallenberg Commission's success thus far?
I think you're getting the word out there of the importance of commemorating him, and as part of a larger commemoration of the entire Holocaust, and that's why Ellie's, which is to teach the young people, Ellie's Museum on 50th Street is to teach the young people about the Holocaust so it's not forgotten, and Mrs. Lichtenstein is, you know, she's constantly having these different ideas again about getting the children, the grandchildren, so we don't forget it. We don't forget these people.
And it's important for the community to send their children and grandchildren, not only those that are interested in the subject, but to get others interested. I know that Professor Reicher is very much involved with this, with the Kleiman Center, and we need everyone to appreciate what they're doing, because at the end of the day, as we as a community owe it to the 6 million Kedoshim, we owe it to them to never forget who they were and what they stood for. And it's not good enough just to go to Washington, D.C. and go to the Holocaust Museum. It's important, but we need to have this center in our community, and God willing, it will continue to thrive and be of tremendous service. So as we approach the date of January 17, I just wanted to focus what that means. Wallenberg was detained by the Soviets on that day. And to this day, no one knows definitively what happened to Raoul Wallenberg. So we are going to focus on that day, and Leon, you will be at the center, because you're sharing with us your thoughts and how you came about to learn about your family's history with the Holocaust. It's very important to be able to garner as much attention as possible on the fate of Raoul Wallenberg and the children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren of those that were saved by Raoul Wallenberg need to be part of that effort. So hopefully on that day we will be having members of Congress issue statements which will result in a resolution calling upon the Soviets, the Russians, to finally come clean and tell us what happened to Raoul Wallenberg, when did it happen, and where did it happen. And we hope that with the year of Wallenberg's centennial, reminding people who Raoul Wallenberg was, that will culminate as well by finally putting closure on this very, very sad chapter in World War II history.
And hopefully we'll succeed, and we'll succeed in keeping the memories alive, keeping the memory alive of Raoul Wallenberg, someone who really deserves tremendous accuracy from the community. And hopefully the U.S. Congress will recognize that also, and it seems that, you know, everybody seems to be on board. I mean, you would think that when you brought it up, it would have passed the first day, and that there wouldn't be to explain it. But it seems that you still have to put a lot of kaifas in. I want to thank you, Ezra, for thinking about this, for coming up with the idea. And it's not only, again, not only to commemorate Raoul Wallenberg, but it's also to commemorate all the people that survived, as well as the Kedoshim.
Absolutely. When we focus on Raoul Wallenberg, by definition, we're really focusing on what he did and who he saved, and as a result of the people that he saved, like you just mentioned, all the good and everything that came about as a result of his heroism is a tremendous chus for him, and hopefully I have a small part, but in trying to put this effort together. But without you, Leon, I couldn't get to first base, as they say, and I can't thank you enough. You were the Nachshon Ben Amenudov. You jumped in, and you gave me encouragement to really launch this effort. It was that phone call. I believe it was on a Friday afternoon that put my allowed me to jump in, and thank Hashem. We're making tremendous progress. A congressional gold medal is very unique because you need to have 2/3, as you know, of the House and Senate co-sponsor the legislation before it even comes up to a vote. And anything that gets done in Congress needs strong bipartisan support. This is nonpartisan, but yet you need to educate people who Wallenberg was. Although he's a very well-known figure, you still need to, as I say, pound the pavement and get as many members of Congress interested, which we're doing on a daily basis now, and hopefully when that day comes about, you'll have tremendous nachas from this effort, and we can all share and congratulate that we've made a small difference, and hopefully a lot of good will come about as a result of our efforts. So I want to thank you, Leon, for participating in this special broadcast tonight. And hopefully we'll be on the air shortly to update the community about the efforts being made by the Wallenberg Commission and announce some major new additions to our efforts. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Leon. This has been a special presentation of the Roel Wallenberg Centennial Celebration Commission. Thank you. Have a good night. This is Ezra Friedlander thanking the Talkline Communications Network for giving us this airtime to share with the community the latest efforts being made by the Wallenberg Commission to commemorate the year 2012, the year of Roel Wallenberg Centennial. Thank you and good night.